Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
The Fredericksburg Agricultural Fair kicks off tomorrow night. We're going to focus on the fair all morning this morning. We've got a full house. Marianne C. is here. Teresa Bullock is here. Andy Degler is here. And Becky Dagg is here to talk about the Fredericksburg Fair. Good morning to all of you. Thanks for getting up and coming in.
Morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Teresa, let me start off with you this morning. Pretty exciting stuff with the fair rolls around. This being the oldest fair in the country, and there's history, and it's just the fair's a lot of fun.
Yes, it is, and today is the big day for us in the homemaking building because everyone brings in all of their crafts, quilts, vegetables, baked goods, and all of that stuff. We bring it all in today, and we have judging tomorrow where people are awarded ribbons and small monetary awards.
And this is something that people plan on and work for all year.
All year long. But that's not to say if you hear us this morning and you have been canning and want to bring some of your products in, come on in. We'll be there today from 10 until 7.
It's got to be exciting when that stuff starts coming in.
Oh, it's nice. It's very nice.
Just because there's, in a lot of cases, you've got families that have been doing this years.
We have several families that they grow each year. You see more and more in the family participate. And it's nice to see the youngsters, the 7-8-year-olds, start to bake, start to sew. And we have more children that are doing more handcrafts than we've had before.
Well, it's good to see. It's so nice. Easy. You think that so often so many families or kids are only looking at small screens. But that's not the case.
No, we have creative we do scarecrow contests. We do decorating cookie contest, and this year we added a Lego contest for children to build their favorite farm animal and bring it in to be judged.
And we also do duct tape.
Oh, duct tape also. So we have a lot other than the vegetables and the baking.
So what do you do with the duct tape?
Duct tape art.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Marianne, you've been involved in the fair for a while. You get this time of year, I guess you really get kind of excited.
Yes, I'm in charge of the children's activities. We have free activities every evening in the Homemakers Building. The children do different crafts. They dress a potato. They make a bird feeder, make a butterfly. We paint rocks and things like that.
A lot to do at the fair. It's so family focused, everything.
It is so family-oriented, yes, yes.
And just the fact, just with the history of the fair and family, a lot of families have been involved and have been involved with the Fredericksburg Fair for their whole lives.
Yes, yes, they have. And as the generations come along, they keep going and growing, yes.
Andy Degler also here. Andy, You deal with the entertainment side of the fair, and fairs are what you and your company do.
I do. We provide the midways at fairs throughout Virginia, Maryland, and Florida, and we've been setting up for about a week and a half in Fredericksburg, just getting the rides ready and games for the midway and the food stands. We have a couple new rides out there this year that we haven't had before, some for the kids, some for teens. We have about 25 rides out there this year. And, we have some of the classic staples too, merry-go-round, giant Ferris wheel, some of the stuff that you have to make it a county fair.
When you walk up, you want to see the Ferris wheel.
Obviously, yeah, and we have a 100-foot-tall one out there. That you can get a pretty good camera shot from the top of around the area. But there obviously you have to have certain things there to make it a carnival midway, like a tilt-a-whirl and things like that as well. So we have all of that, and the guys have been you do lighting and stuff, getting ready and. Because when you want to open, you want to make sure that it dazzles people out there.
Well, but there's nothing like being at a local fair especially at dusk, at night. There's just something about it.
Well, there's something about summertime in county fairs. You know, in the United States, they've actually put coffee table books together about it. But, you know, it's a lot of it has to do with the agriculture and the fairs coming together. You know, it's not an amusement park. There's just something about an event like this in the community with the agriculture, the home arts, and then the Midway that people want to do in the summertime. And it's a great place to bring kids. I have two little boys of my own that obviously love riding carnival rides. But, you know, it's just really something great that people can do and really get back in touch with the agricultural side of their communities and everything. So, and you know, the Fredericksburg Fair has great live entertainment too, between motorsports and things like that, that really help out to make the event something for everybody. You know, it's not just for teens or for kids or stuff for adults. And I try and make the Midway carnival side of it, the rides, the same way. You know, if the grandparents want to bring the grandkids out, well, they can still ride the merry-go-round in the Ferris wheel. You know,
yeah.
So,
yeah. Well, and you make a great point that it's not an amusement park, and you know that going in, but there's something about the closeness and just kind of the down home feel you always get at the Fredericksburg Fair.
Well, I think that's important that, you know, it's not really an amusement park. I think it's important that that there's things, you know, that kids don't normally see that they can see, and animals. I mean, they're a big, agriculture is a big part of our life, and and, you know, we want them to have fun, which is what I'm there for, but they also can see, you know, there's shows, there's you know, educational exhibits, there's things for everybody at county fairs that are important that people should really take advantage of.
You got the greatest job in the world. What a great job you have.
You know, it's interesting. It's always been interesting. We travel for 11 months a year. And
whew.
Yeah, it's a long trip from the beginning till the end. We start in Florida, go all the way up to Pennsylvania, and then back. And you know, it's interesting. It's every day it's something new. It never gets boring, that's for sure. You know, I'm never bored. But it's been in I'm the third generation, and my children are actually out with me right now, and obviously, when you're a kid, you love this. You love the carnival business no matter what. But, you know, it's definitely a unique job. And it's just something that I wanted to do. I went to University of Richmond and got done and decided that I was going to come out and try the family business rather than doing anything else.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I want to talk to you more about the family business, because, boy, what an interesting story you must have, and just being able to talk about doing this kind of thing. Summertime, I guess, is when most of the county fairs are along the East Coast.
Yeah, what happens is most county fairs are building up towards the state fair in terms of agricultural exhibits and displays and everything. So most of the county fairs go off before the state fair, which is the end of September, beginning of October.
Yeah.
So summertime is the perfect time to have the fair, and the kids are out of school, so it works out good.
We are talking about the Fredericksburg Agricultural Fair. It begins 5 o'clock on Friday night. Tomorrow night, Wagon Wheels to Ferris Wheels. You may have heard the commercials that are airing, and that's one of the lines that you'll hear. It continues through August the 6th. Sandy Degler here, Mary Ann C., Teresa Bullock, and Becky Dagg. More coming up on Town Talk this morning. When we come back, we're going to be joined by phone by one of the people involved with the fair. We'll do that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
The Fredericksburg Agricultural Fair kicks off 5 o'clock tomorrow night, goes through August 6th at the fairgrounds. We are talking about it this morning with Andy Degler, Mary Ann C., Teresa Bullock, and Becky Dagg. And joining us on the line this morning, one of the people participating in the fair, is Brad Matchett with Abracadabra. Brad, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
You're going to be, I've heard from our guests here a little bit of what you're involved with, and you do a really interesting sounding hypnosis show.
Well, we do that, and we also do an educational agricultural magic show, so you'll get to see two completely different shows.
Talk about both of those shows.
Yeah, the Agricadabra, it's a kids-based educational agricultural show, and we actually teach people about agricultural facts here in the state of Virginia. We actually change the facts to whatever state we're in, and it's a whole lot of fun. We're going to use 8 volunteers during the show, so we need a whole bunch of kids to come out, get up on stage, help us do that. And then later that night, we'll turn and start doing the hypnosis show for everybody.
Talk about the hypnosis show first. What happens there?
We're going to get 18 people out of the audience. So it's everybody from the audience. Matter of fact, if you want to get hypnotized and I don't get you up on the stage, you can still get hypnotized in the audience. All you got to do is sit and listen to what I do with all the people on stage. And we usually have 2 or 3 people who actually go out in the audience. Then we bring those people up on stage and use them too.
Wow, you're good.
It's fun.
So what do you do, or what's the purpose of it all? I mean, it's funny. I guess it's entertainment, obviously.
Right, but we actually after the show, if the people who come up actually go under, because in hypnosis you have right brain and left brain, and I'm looking to do a really quick, really fun show for you. So if you're left brain, I get to make a suggestion like, this stinks. In your mind, if you're left brain, you'll take that to the umpteenth level of what you think stinking is. If you're right brain, I got to explain it, sort of picture it for you, sort of lead you through that picture. It takes a long time to show. So usually whenever we get 18 people up, we usually keep about 12, because there's the left brains that go down really deep, we get for a better show. So that helps us do that. And then afterwards, if they want to like quit smoking, lose weight, relax better, even kids studying better, we can help them with that, because we'll have a lot of times somebody will say, you know, I have back pain, or I want to quit smoking. So after they come up and get hypnotized, we re-hypnotize them real quick and help them to stop smoking and lose weight and stuff right there at the fair.
Wow, isn't that interesting? It's way more than fun and games.
Exactly, yeah. I have a Marine in North Carolina who had 3 fused vertebrae in his back, and he was just in bad pain, and he ended up getting hypnotized and was talking about it afterwards. I said, well, let's see if we can take your pain away. So I re-hypnotized him. He actually jumped off the stage. His wife was in tears, because she's like, he's never been able to reach. I had to put his shoes on, and we had him untie his shoes and put his shoes back on.
Wow. And you were able to do that. What kind of training or schooling or education do you get to be able to learn how to do this?
Reading a lot of books. There's not a whole lot of different classes you can take. They're starting to offer more classes at colleges and stuff now on it. But there's some online courses that you go through and stuff like that. But the guys who taught me, they're all 3 Canadian. But 2 of them are out in Vegas. One's Anthony Cools and Mark Savard. And then Terrence B., who taught me, all 3 of them are Canadian. All 3 of them are buddies. And they sort of all learn together. So that's sort of why my show works so well, because it's designed from the way they do big shows out there in Vegas.
Yeah.
Now, we don't do all the stuff that they do in Vegas. So we keep all of our routines are all PG. So it's complete family fun. So I want people, whenever they come out, go, oh, hey, I can bring my 4-year-old to the show. They'll be able to watch it and still enjoy it. I don't have to worry about what's going to happen up on stage with them.
Okay. All right. The Abracadabra itself, talk about the company and what you all do.
Well, the cool thing is we're actually based out of Richmond, Virginia. We're actually in Glen Allen. And Fredericksburg is almost as close as I perform to Richmond, because we travel all over the country. We go from Texas to Florida to upstate New York to Minnesota and all over. So it's actually fun being close to home.
Oh, I guess. I was just going to say, this is kind of a local, this is one of your local fairs.
This is about as close as I get to home. We've been doing it for 20 years on the road. So my summer tour starts the 1st of June. We get done November 9th, and I have 2 weekends off. That's our summer tour.
Wow.
And then we do about a 2.5-month winter tour.
So you go up and down the East Coast, or you even go even further than that?
Oh, even further. in February, I'll do the San Antonio Livestock Show. That's an 18-day fair in February down in San Antonio. We go down and do it. They do close to 2.1 million people in 18 days.
Okay. The first part of the show, when you were talking about the educational component and how you make it kind of local to what you're doing, that's a nice add-on to and gives people a good background on things.
Right. Yeah. And with doing it with the magic show, we're sort of tricking the kids because they're having a great time, but yeah, at the same time
they're learning
something about agriculture in their state. So they get to have a good time. And actually, you realize you learn and remember stuff whenever you're having a good time doing something, and you sneak those facts in, you'll actually remember them a little bit better.
Well, boy, you talk about agriculture in Virginia. There's a lot here. It's wide and varied.
Exactly. So, like, the average age of the Virginia farmer is 57 years old. 18% of farmers in the state are women. So then also in Virginia, we have an egg-laying chicken and a broiler chicken. Broiler chickens... Here in Virginia, we rank 6th in the country. Our egg-laying chickens are doing so well. They rank 31st in the country. So we sneak all these facts into the show like that for you.
Okay. And you're going to be, are you at the fair every day?
Every day, yes, sir.
And I guess you're at a fair right now. The reason you're not in studio with us, because you're involved somewhere right now in Northern Virginia.
Yes, sir. We're up in Northern Virginia. So we have two magic shows up here today, and a hypnosis show at 9 o'clock. We'll tear everything down. We bring two full backdrops. We bring all the sound, all the lights. So we'll pack all that up tonight. Hopefully pull in to Fredericksburg around 1 a.m. Get up about 6, get everything set and ready to go, be ready to go at 5 o'clock.
And have you been here before? I'm assuming you've done the Fredericksburg Fair quite a few times.
Yes, sir. I believe this is my fourth or fifth year in a row doing it.
Okay.
And we start getting huge crowds, especially for the hypnosis show around 9 o'clock. Everybody starts coming over and getting ready. And so everybody's getting kicked up and ready for it.
So get there early if you want to make sure you get a seat.
Exactly.
Again, go
through the food vendors, grab you some pizza, some popcorn, some cotton candy, and come over and get ready to have some fun.
Yeah, exactly. Again, Abracadabra is Virginia-based, which I did not know. And if someone wants to find out more information, I guess you're online and on Facebook and that kind of thing?
Yes, sir. You can. We have websites for each one, Abracadabra or Brad Comedy Hypnotist. Both of us have Facebook pages, websites. Brad Comedy Hypnotist, you can also do YouTube, Instagram, Twitter.
I guess what you
We also have highlights of the shows up there for you, so you can actually go on Facebook, like Brad Comedy Hypnotist, and you can sort of see a guy giving birth on stage.
A guy giving birth on stage. Tell me about
guy
that.
Guy giving birth on stage.
How's that work? talk about that.
If we get someone low enough, we get them to sit in a chair, and they go through labor from a very mild 1 to a very massive 10, all in about 45 seconds.
Really? That would be something to see.
Then I drop a cantaloupe in his lap, and that's the baby. He'll hold it. He'll name the baby. He'll tell us the sex, if it's a boy or a girl. Then we have a little bit more fun with him, too.
Isn't that something? Is that something do you do that most nights?
We do enough to do, like, 4 complete different shows, so every night we change it up. It really depends on, the guys on stage and the women on stage as
sure.
to what we do and how it's rolling and stuff like that. And we like to change it up every night, so you get some different things. So we won't do it every night, but that's one of the highlights usually of the show.
Okay. I had heard that from our guests in studio here. The studio, they said that was something you did, but that would really be something to see. When the person comes back, it's got to be funny for them.
Oh yeah, they're in complete shock of why is there two ladies currently holding my legs up in the air.
Well, Matt, or Brad, thank you so much, and looking forward to seeing you and having you at the Fredericksburg Fair starting tomorrow night.
Sounds great. Looking forward to it.
Again, it is Brad Matchett with Abracadabra, based out of Richmond, and they'll be at the Fredericksburg Fair. Brad, thank you so much, and we will see you soon. Thanks.
Sounds great. Thank you.
We are talking about the Fredericksburg Agricultural Fair. It begins 5 o'clock tomorrow night. In studio with us, Marianne C., Teresa Bullock, Andy Degler, and Becky Degg. Teresa, you were telling me before we talked to Brad, you kind of gave me a little clue on his show and his show, just some of the fun that you got that's involved with the Fredericksburg Fair.
Yes, we have lots of shows, and everything is included in the admission. When you come in, you get to see, we have a chainsaw carver, mm-hmm. we have a clown show, we have the Abracadabra show, we always have stage entertainment, and we also have the motocross park that has demolition derby, monster truck. Something is going on in all those areas every night, and once you walk through the gate, you are entitled to see all that. Plus, we have the farm animals, the petting zoo. All of that's included in that price of admission for the fair.
Can you get tickets in advance, or you just walk up?
There are tickets online. You can get tickets online, but we have plenty. We have lots of ticket booths that you. The line is not. It's not a long way.
Yeah, I think I've always just walked up and just gotten them that way. Fredericksburg Agricultural Fair, 5 o'clock tomorrow night is when it starts. The hours weekdays 5 to 10 on weekends. It is noon to 10 on weekends. More coming up this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We are coming up on 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Fredericksburg Agricultural Fair starts tomorrow night, goes through August 6th at the fairgrounds. Marianne C., Andy Degler, Teresa Bullock, and Becky Dagg here this morning to talk about the Fredericksburg Agricultural Fair. Boy, Andy, when the ABC newscast started and we listened with what happened at the Ohio State Fair last night, what an awful thing.
Absolutely. You know, And ride safety is a big priority to our company. These fairs that we play, we've been partnered with for a lot of years, and we understand. I have children of my own that ride the equipment, so I understand some of the concerns that parents have. We're inspected at every event that we go to by either a state inspector or a third-party inspector that has been certified. We also have trained employees that are on staff that inspect the equipment each day before we open. And you know, we've had about a week and a half to get set up here, of which we've been going over equipment, looking at things, doing standard maintenance on the equipment. So, you know, it's a tragedy what happened in Ohio, but there's a lot of preventive things that we do to prevent something like that from happening at our events.
Boy, and it's the kind of thing you hate to see it anywhere, and especially in this case with the loss of the loss of life.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, everybody comes out to the fair to have a good time, and really that's our job to try and to ensure that to the public. And you know, we pride ourselves on having a highly trained staff. We have a lot of employees that have been with us year after year and are really knowledgeable about the equipment and about what they're doing in terms of their job. The inspectors here in the state are excellent. They do a thorough job. We're pretty blessed to work in Virginia and have these guys here to really make this happen.
And you're involved not only with the Fred, as you've talked about this morning, with the Fredericksburg Fair, but also the State Fair of Virginia.
I do a few large events in Virginia. I do the Salem Fair over in Roanoke. The Fredericksburg Agricultural Fair. I play the Prince William County Fair, and I do the state. And I finish the season in Virginia up with the State Fair in September, starting in the end of September.
I guess something like this that happened at the Ohio State Fair. The initial reaction will be for all of you just to even check and double check and triple check. Not that you weren't.
Obviously, you know, everybody. When something happens, the inspectors want to make sure that everything is safe, and they'll come out. I mean, our first thing that we normally do is shut a similar piece of equipment down and go over it and have it reinspected. You know, between us, the amusement parks, there's a lot of rides out there that are operating, and we all try and have the best kind of lines of communication we can to prevent stuff like this from happening.
Well, I just know for you, because like you say, you do this just for the love of just the fun that you provide people, and you want people to come to.
We do, and we entertain millions of people every year, and our top priority is to make sure that they come, have a good time, and are safe. And with a family of my own, everybody that works for me has families. You know, this is a family-run business, a third generation of Degler's running this company, and we really pride ourselves on taking care of our customers and making sure that they have a great time while, you know, maintaining the highest level of safety that we can.
Andy Degler is here with Degler's. You see the name a lot with amusement parks. You mentioned third generation. How did all this start?
Well, it started with my grandfather and my great uncle. They actually worked for an aircraft company in Bend, Oregon called Ireland Aircraft Company. And after World War II, Ireland decided to retool and stop making planes for a war and started making carnival rides. My grandfather and great uncle were kind of the research and development part of the carnival ride division of that company. And from there, they just decided to stay in that business and moved to Ohio originally and started working out of there. And, you know, they traveled all over the Midwest and then decided to relocate to Florida where we could have year-round sunshine. And our family's been there ever since. And my father did it. And my sister and I are both in this business as well. And it's just been a handed down from one generation to the next.
Well, like I said earlier, I mean, what a great job you have. I always thought that either working as a kid watching the fair or when the circus would come through, and you just think, how fun.
Yeah, you know, the scenery changes. It's pretty unique in terms of any other business. You know, there's not a lot of other businesses like it. The transient nature tends to lean towards, you know, we have a lot of people whose families have been in this business for years, but the scenery changes and we do what we can to have a good time in every town that we go to. I love the Fredericksburg area. I take full advantage of the restaurants and the Rappahannock while I'm here. Obviously we get a little time off at each place. So we're constantly doing things in different towns.
How long does it take you to set up? Because we walk in and just think that, you know, you pulled in today and set up, and I know it's not like that at all.
Well, really, I move, you know, I kind of move a little town everywhere I go. I have housing, I have, you know, I have different, I have power, I have water distribution. So I'm moving much more than what the people see when they come. That what you actually see when you come to ride rides is only about a half of what I actually move week to week. But you know, we usually can set up in about a week. When we have more time, like at Fredericksburg, we use that time to clean and to do maintenance. Mm-hmm. And I also use that time for my employees to have some time off to enjoy, you know, Fredericksburg, float down the river, do whatever they, you know, give them some time off, because right now we're in a busy part of our season and they can get tired. It's, you know, it's just one of those things where they need a little R&R.
Well, and we look on the outside and think, what a great job, but you're the one who's having to find a part maybe for something, or you're dealing with just all the everyday life kind of things.
Well, it's basically, you know, people can relate it to their vehicles. You know, they have to maintain their vehicles to get to work and everything. Well, I pretty much have 50 or 60 vehicles that I'm maintaining every day that I'm having to go get parts for. Lowe's and Home Depot both love seeing me coming, you know, but... There's a lot to it, but like I said, I have a great staff that are knowledgeable and have been with me for years and years and really know what they're doing, and I feel comfortable with that. And you know, I'm the first one to let my kids go out there and have a great time on our rides because I feel so comfortable about it.
Yeah. Andy Degler here. He's involved obviously with the ride portion and the entertainment part of the Fredericksburg Agricultural Fair. Marianne C. and Becky and Teresa Bullock here this morning. Also, Teresa, the setting up for the fair from your end, because you're with the superintendent of the homemaking building, and a lot to that too. I would just think, just organizationally, just a lot of things to keep track of.
It is. Mary Ann and I have been working for over a month, just getting all the pieces out into the homemaking building, sending out applications, taking in applications, answering phone calls, answering emails, and just getting everything organized and ready for the people who will bring in their items today to display at the fair.
Well, how exciting that all of that's coming in today, and the judging takes place, and you see what you got.
Really excited about it. Can't wait.
Some people are going to walk away with ribbons.
Ribbons and a little bit of money.
Yeah. and those ribbons are something that some will display forever.
Something special, yes.
Marianne, you got a schedule in front of you. Hit some of the highlights that you think the people need to know about.
Well, I was going to say Friday night is our Miss Fredericksburg Fair Pageant.
And that's huge.
Yes, and that's huge. And two girls coming who aren't in the pageant may see how wonderful it is and can start entering for next year, because mm-hmm. we're going to start working. As soon as this one is over, we're going to start working on it for next year. And also we have the petting zoo. And we have the rabbits and the fowls and the water animals. We have those. And then we're going to have the Miss Baby contest. And then we'll have the Miss Teen contest. And also, I'd like to mention, we do have a museum.
Oh, a Fredericksburg Fair Museum?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have a museum that's going to be open all the time during the fair. And you can trace the history of the fair, see the history of the Queens and the Midway.
1738, the first Fredericksburg mm-hmm. Fair. Do you mm-hmm. know any of the history? Does anybody know any of the history behind the start of it?
Well, what it is in there, it's going to trace it all the way down, the different locations and how it started and how the pack came about getting to be able to do it and telling you the different things.
And I think George Washington was even a part of the fair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Way back in the day.
Yeah, and they used to have horse racing and different things, yes. Yeah.
And it has been all over Fredericksburg. It has been close to where Normandy Village is mm-hmm. today.
Yeah.
That was part of the fair, then down on the river more. So it has traveled around Fredericksburg.
And I think a copy of the original charter is
in the museum
too.
Yes.
So it's pretty interesting to see that too.
Yeah.
And also on Wednesday, we're going to have the Thunder 104.5 Country Showdown. We're going to have that. And the Demolition Derby is going to be there.
And Tuesday we have, they're doing a reduced price admission on Tuesday at the gate.
That's
and we're
right.
doing a reduced price on the Midway too. So for those people that have a lot of kids or just wanting to come in real quick, we have we have some special days too, to where they can get in for a reduced price.
And Saturday the 29th is Military Appreciation Day,
mm-hmm.
where they have a valid military ID. They receive one daily admission pass valid that Saturday.
Plus they have the Blue Star Mothers come, and it's a military show on the stage. What time will that be?
Starts at 12:30
on the stage. It's a military appreciation thing on the stage Saturday.
You can't come to the fair without lots of good fair food.
Oh,
and I know there's and it's all the thing about the Fredericksburg Agricultural Fair food is it's all healthy.
No,
it's calorie free. That's the great. It's like it's a calorie free zone.
Yes. It's your one time a year to break your Weight Watchers rules is what it is. So you got to make sure you save up those Weight Watchers points is what it is.
The food is terrific, and again, 5 to 10 on weekdays, and on the weekends it is from noon to 10, and just a good day. And now just getting the whole atmosphere of the Fredericksburg Agricultural Fair, it's just a lot of fun.
And also we have the different cattle shows too, so that's something good. A lot of the people will come, bring their children, want to see the animals.
The animals
they don't
are great.
Have animals.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The cows and all, yeah.
And that's what's different about the atmosphere is, I mean, you've got the agricultural aspect. You have, it's really hard to find places to see demolition derbies and monster trucks, and it's just something that you don't get at amusement parks. That's what's so important and so unique about these county fairs is that you're getting to see motorsports, you're getting to see little baby cows, and you're getting to see home arts that you can't see anywhere else. That's why this 10 days is so important to the community, and really everybody should take advantage of it, because there's something for everybody there, and it's well worth the money between the live entertainment and everything else that's going on. It's so important to, you know, expose your kids to it, and that's one of the reasons I'm glad to be in this business. My kids get to see it just about every day.
Yeah.
Something else we have is the flower show. We have that two different times, and the flowers are judged. You enter your flowers, and they're judged. But also, you get to see flowers you've never seen before. That's the thing about it.
Yeah. The schedule that you have, where can people pick that up? Or is it online, too?
We have it at some different locations
in
town.
And it is online.
Okay.
And it is online at FredericksburgFair.org. Mm-hmm. There's an icon that says schedule catalog, and it will be on that.
FredericksburgFair.org, and I've seen them around town too.
Yes.
So they are around. So Marianne, I'll put you on the spot. What's your favorite part of the fair?
Everything.
The homemaking building, Marianne.
Well, yeah, I have said homemaking building, but I've been coming since I was a child, and I just look forward to seeing the people.
Do you ride any of the rides still?
I have ridden, well, at the end of the fair, we always ride the Ferris wheel.
The whole staff
rides the Ferris wheel.
And all of us ride for the very last ride of the night, Ferris wheel.
That's nice.
Yep. It's neat.
It's always been a tradition with my family since I was a little girl to come to the fair. So
yeah,
I look forward to it every year. Then I never thought I'd be volunteering. So.
And now look at you. You're in this morning talking about it.
Exactly.
Teresa Bullock, what about you? What do you like best?
I'm like Marianne. I just like everything. I really like to see the shows. I have enjoyed the talent like the No Joe's Clown and the Abracadabra. I like seeing all of that. And it has really pleased me that so many people said, I didn't know about the fair. I didn't know about the fair.
Yeah.
You can enter. Mm-hmm. You can enter. And I've had so many more new people call me and question and want to enter their products. And am I too late? And we always tell them, no, you're never too late. I like seeing more people show interest and be aware that they can enter things into the fair and see more interest that way.
Well, just like you mentioned at the beginning of the show.
It's just the atmosphere.
And then we all get along and we all have a good time together. We get mad at each other and then we make up and sit. And we eat every night at 11 o'clock. We eat.
We eat Daigle's food every night at 11 o'clock.
So we sit down when the fair's over at 11 and have a midnight snack.
Yep. Andy, do you have any favorite food?
Well, me, I tend to like sunset on summer nights at the fair, and I'm a big fan of lemonade. So you can usually catch me walking around. I like, as a carnival person, people watch, making sure people are having a good time, and lemonade on a summer night at sunset at the fair, you can't beat it.
And those big plastic.
Of course, the big ones. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
And it's fresh. They make it right there. So lemonade's probably one of my top favorites.
But it's nothing like French fries from the fair.
Oh, yeah. French fries are good,
French
too.
French fries.
Funnel cakes.
And funnel cakes, yes.
Partial to the hamburger with fried onion.
And the hamburger with fried onion.
It's a lot of good food.
Everything is great. Just everything. Just come.
5 o'clock Friday is when it starts, and it goes through August 6th at the fairgrounds, the Fredericksburg Agricultural Fair. We'll wrap this up with Marianne C., Teresa Bullock, Andy Daigler, and Becky Dagg when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Good stuff this morning. The Fredericksburg Agricultural Fair, Wagon Wheels to Ferris Wheels. It starts 5 o'clock tomorrow night, goes until August 6th at the fairgrounds. Andy Daigler, Marianne C., Teresa Bullock, and Becky Dagg here talking about the fair. You mentioned at the start, Andy, about a couple new rides at the fair.
Yeah, we have one called the Traffic Jam that's out there. It's kind of like a mixture of a fast-spinning carousel and a tilt whirl, kind of, I guess, is the best way to describe it. We also have a new obstacle course type funhouse called Pirate Island, which kids, teens, it's got a couple of catwalks, like you know, old school, like looking catwalks. It's pretty cool. And then, of course, we have the standards. We've got the Music Express and the Vertigo, the Sky Swings, and things like that. You know, we try and change it up a little bit every year, just so we don't have the same thing over and over again. We were talking about food before. We've got all some different kinds of stuff. Obviously, we have the fried Oreos and funnel cakes. They also now have strawberry funnel cakes and red velvet funnel cakes. And there's just so many new things that they try with food year after year, you know. So, you know, there's some new things to taste, too, out there. Taste, ride, play, whatever. We have just, you know, we have some amenities out there for on the Midway shaded seating, everything like that. So if you're coming out there and you're worried about the heat, there, you know, we've got some great things out on the Midway to keep you cool and so you can enjoy yourself longer. And you know, we're just looking forward to having everybody having a good time and getting together out there.
And again, a reminder, it'll be on people's minds of what happened, you know, in Ohio last night. And you, a few minutes ago, we addressed that, and you talked about it. But there are inspections, and you're always looking out for that.
Yeah, and people, you know, today we start our inspections today, and every piece of equipment's going to be inspected. Every food stand gets inspected. You know, we are really doing our best to make sure that people have a good time, and I want everybody to know that they're going to be safe when they come out and enjoy themselves.
Marianne C, as you get ready for the homemaking building and all of that, today's the day people can start dropping things off, and it gets judged later today.
Yep. Dropping things off today. Mm-hmm. They drop them off today from 10 until 7 tonight, and then tomorrow they will be judged.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Teresa Bullock, a lot of work to get ready for this, but it's almost here.
It is. And after today and tomorrow, then we just sit back and relax and watch everybody come in and enjoy what they see.
And the rain is going to miss us.
Let's hope. We have our fingers and toes crossed.
So. Oh, we do have one more thing that's really great. We have the trains set up.
Oh, I forgot. The Rappahannock Railroad.
The railroad. Yes, the trains.
The model trains.
Yeah, the model trains are in the homemaker building.
They're okay.
Awesome.
Yes.
And they run every day. They're running engines every day.
FredericksburgFair.org is the website. There's also a Facebook page, and I've seen the brochures. You'll see if you go anywhere around town, you'll see the brochures. Andy Daigle, you got to be happy that it's almost here, almost
it's
ready.
It's almost here. We're putting the finishing touches on it, and we're going to be ready for people here starting tomorrow.
I'm just sitting here getting excited about it, talking about it.
Just you talking about it. Yeah, no, I want to come and have some of the food and see some of the rides. Thank you all for coming. Looking forward again to the Fredericksburg Agricultural Fair.
Thank you for having us.
That is it. Thank you for listening. FredericksburgFair.org for more information. See you tomorrow on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.